Chicago town, walked in a southern door. This boy's fateful tragedy you should all remember well. The color of his skin was black, and his name was Emmett Till. Some men, they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said they had a reason, but I disremember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn. There was laughing sounds out on the street.
That was Bob Dylan and his famous song, Emmett Till. And on this day, August the 28th in 1955, was the day Emmett Till was captured, kidnapped by two men, Roy Bryant and J.W. Milam, in Mississippi, where he was visiting his family in Money, Mississippi. He walked down the street. Hill was from Chicago, walked down the street in Money, Mississippi, and spoke to a woman named Carol Bryant, smiled and said something to her as walking down the road. And her husband and his half-brother came to Emmett Till's great-uncle's house and took Emmett Till away to a barn where they beat him and they tortured him, gouging out his eyes before they shot him, wrapped him in barbed wire, and threw him in the Tallahatchie River. And any of us of a certain age, and maybe seeing people have seen it later, remember in the following month in September when Jet Magazine published the story of Emmett Till, and his mother said that, "I want you to put my son's picture in the paper as he looked after we found him and they beat him." And that if you take a look at that, that'll be on our website. Because I want people to remember that and think about it and think about what that does to you and to think about where we've come to and what that time was and what happened to Emmett Till on this day of August 28th, a 14-year-old boy. And all the, we'll also post the Bob Dylan song in its entirety, because there's a beautiful video of Emmett Till and his family that go along with that that we've discovered on the web. And it's to be remembered. It has a deep part to the discussion we'll be having today on this program. So on this day, you know, we remember August 28th for the March on Washington, and that took place when 500,000 people, and we were there on that mall that day. I was there on that mall that day, but I want to even more remember this was the day that Emmett Till was taken from us on this August 28th, 1955. So that is our day in history. We will. There's a great deal more of this day in history that you can go to steinershow.org and click that on and read it for yourself today. We'll take a brief break and come right back with our guests as we look at a very special event taking place here on the campus of Morgan State University.